Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just-arrived collection of swim and other sun-ready silhouettes. Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made-to-be-seen Very Sexy push-up bra in on-trend hues like green, citron, and black shine. Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
If you're craving that perfect touch of creaminess in your coffee, look no further than Coffee Topper's Cold Foam. With five irresistible flavors like Very Vanilla, Melty Mocha, and Marshmallow, you can elevate your coffee experience by adding a deliciously foamy layer to your favorite brew, hot or cold. Each can tops up to 20 cups of coffee. That's great value. Go to coffeetoppersfoam.com, find it at your closest retail location, or have it delivered from Amazon straight to your house. That's coffeetoppersfoam.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
St. Bonaventure Mission works to provide Navajo families with many of the things people never think about. Whether it's fresh water, clothing, or many other necessities, St. Bonaventure Mission provides support to the Eastern Navajo Reservation. The mission is often the last and best hope in their struggle to survive among poverty and hardships. So please go to this website and make your donation to St. Bonaventure. It's stbonaventuremission.org. Your donation will go a long way in providing much needed everyday items people may take for granted. St. Bonaventure. AdventureMission.org.
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
This is so cool. You know our friends at BIC? Every year, they do this incredible program, Right for Teachers. We find the teachers that are really going beyond and above where they have to go. They feel they need to go higher and be better.
Yes.
So we reward them. What are you doing?
I'm adjusting my microphone.
Okay. So... this is going to be kind of fun. Let me see if I can pull this off. We talked to Jenna. Hi, Jenna. How's it going?
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. Now, also, on the other line, your friend Rosemary. Hi, Rosemary.
Hi. How are you?
We're doing well. Do you have any idea what Jenna is trying to do to you here?
I heard she said she did something with Z100, but I have no idea really what it is.
Oh, good. So, Jenna, she has no clue. This is awesome. All right, so amazing. We received an email from Jenna. It says, hey, story. Last year, my son had Mrs. Hunter for kindergarten in 2020 and 2021. During a year that was so uncertain, Mrs. Hunter thought outside the box and made the school year seamless. She thought of ways such as purchasing portable desks so kindergartners were able to bring their classroom outside and enjoy seeing their classmates mask-free. And during the spring of that year, my son broke his leg, and Mrs. Hunter advocated for my son to come back to the classroom when the principal suggested remote learning. Mrs. Hunter...
No remote for us.
No. Mm-mm. She goes on to say Mrs. Hunter coordinated with the school nurse. There was never a problem when he returned. I'm forever grateful for her accommodations for my son and would truly believe she needs to be recognized for her hard work. Aww. Thank you, Mrs. Hunter. So I go to Mrs. Hunter. That's you, Rosemary.
That's me.
And so, thanks to our friends at BIC, we're giving you, Rosemary, we're giving you $1,000.
What?
Yay!
Yes!
Yeah.
No way!
It's so cool.
That's amazing.
You know what?
That's amazing. Oh my God.
We know that you're no stranger at pulling money out of your own purse to take care of supplies and buying things for the classroom. You can so choose to do that with this if you wish, or just spend it all on you. It doesn't matter. And
oh my God. Thank you so much. That's amazing.
You're a great teacher. Jenna.
Oh, thank you.
Jenna.
Yes.
For nominating Rosemary, we're giving you $1,000 too.
Oh my gosh. No way. Yay!
How cool
That's
is that?
That's so uncalled for. Thank you so much.
Oh, BIC is the best. They make me cry.
We love BIC.
Yeah.
Rosemary.
Oh, my God. That's crazy.
Rosemary, on behalf of Jenna and everyone here on the show and everyone listening to our show, we want to thank you for being a superstar teacher. Thank you for all you do.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm very lucky to work in a district like Carplay. I really am. It's the greatest place on earth. It really is.
Well, it's because you made it that way. Hold on 1 second.
Don't go away.
Hold on. That's so cool.
I love this.
Pick it up.
You can still nominate your favorite teacher. Go to Write for Teachers, WRITE, 4teachers.com. And just like what just happened, maybe your favorite teacher went above and beyond and did something really special. Maybe your kid couldn't come to school and she found a way to make it happen or something like that. I mean, it's awesome. Or him, you know, girl teachers, guy teachers, they're all wonderful. So please, writeforteachers.com.
Excellent. Yeah, WRITE, 4teachers.com. I love teachers.
Me too. They're the best.
Now what do we do? Like, what did you do yesterday at this time?
This time yesterday, I believe we were playing Paris Hilton.
We did. We played Paris Hilton. We checked out Q-Tip. And then we played Bump, Bump, Bump by B2K.
This is where we ran all the listeners away yesterday.
People loved it. You guys can hate all you want.
Yeah. I heard you guys did a great job yesterday.
Yeah.
And that's what I heard.
I don't know about that. I'm just saying they loved Stars Are Blind.
Not trying to get
ahead of ourselves here.
Guys are right. Nobody loves Stars Are Blind.
You're talking about the Paris Hilton song, right?
Yeah.
Don't sell it short. I'm telling you.
Okay, moving on. That was yesterday's show. Okay. There is something I heard you did talk about yesterday is taking an everyday gig and like enhancing the title.
Oh yeah.
Did you throw it away? Oh great. Then went my break. Threw it away.
Sorry.
Hang on. So how did the conversation get started?
Froggy actually started it. He said that a friend of his applied for a job at a hotel, and what was the name?
Instead of housekeeping, it was a guest environmental expert.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But that's housekeeping.
That is housekeeping.
Yeah. And then I used to work with a woman, shout out to Elaine, in Columbus. She did not call herself the receptionist. She was the director of first impressions.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's been around for a while.
We have that here as well.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we had
Then I gave them other names of other jobs that had been upgraded. It was a standard job title and what the new name is called.
Okay.
So, like, for example, what would you, a vision clearance engineer?
Say it again.
A vision clearance engineer.
An eye doctor?
No. That's a window cleaner.
Washer. A window cleaner.
Yeah. Yeah.
How about a crockery cleansing operative?
Mm-hmm. Dishwasher.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's see. A destination counselor.
A travel agent.
Yes. You're doing really well. A knowledge navigator.
Teacher.
Yes. Wow, you guys are good. A loss prevention officer.
So I thought those were the people that definitely pop you when you're shoplifting. Yeah. I thought specifically they were called loss prevention officers, but I think they're security guards.
Security guards.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you should know because you were popped for shoplifting.
Busted. It was a loss prevention officer that busted me. I was in fourth grade. I would like to clarify.
Let's see. A waste removal engineer, of course, garbage. A garbage collector.
Yeah, garbage guy or girl.
I like this. A qualified unskilled personnel. Yeah. Qualified unskilled personnel. Politicians.
Yes.
I like that one.
There you go. Anyway, so that's...
our friend Tom said that Froggy, for Food News, he's the consumables information distributor.
Very good.
Yeah.
Very nice. So this is what you're talking about on the show yesterday when I was absent?
Yep, yeah. This is it.
Yes.
Yeah, boy.
See?
Here we go.
It was Nate and Froggy.
Hey, what did I see today? Oh, here it is. Social dilemma. I love this. I just don't get male humor, says Molly. My husband and son think flatulence is the funniest thing in the world. So, but okay, Froggy, let's make this a learning moment and understand there's a difference between, you know, people who appreciate flatulence and people who don't. Okay. So my husband and son walk around the house farting at each other and on each other. I think it's totally disgusting, and I asked them to at least stop doing it when I'm in the room. It hasn't stopped. And now they're doing it when we have guests over.
Oh, no. No, that's not cool.
The other day when my girlfriends were over, they were in the den having a very loud fart off, and I just couldn't take it anymore. I kicked them both out of the house until my friends left. When my husband returned, he was pretty mad, and I said, I overreacted. They were just having fun, which angered me more. Am I wrong for thinking this is disgusting? How would you handle such immature behavior? Yeah, I think that was overboard, doing it with company there.
Yeah. No, for
yes,
sure.
I agree. Even I agree with that. With company there, you got to draw the line.
Even Froggy. Yeah.
Farts disgust me. I went on a date with somebody and he ripped the first time. And I was like, you know what? We can never hang out again. Oh. First date, you farted? No.
When is it appropriate?
I don't know. After you've been living together for 25 years, maybe.
Oh, okay. Well, then I'm safe. Yesterday. Maybe. We have a very open floor plan in our house. And so at the bar area, there's like bar stools. And yesterday I had to rip one. I knew it was going to be a good one. I ran to the bar stool.
What do you mean a good one? Why is it called good?
I could tell it was going to be quality. And so I ran to the bar stool. I stood up on it and I ripped it.
Yeah. No.
And Lisa's like, I hate you. She's like, I absolutely hate you. I hate everything about you right now.
Do you think there's a correlation between you ripping good ones on the bar stool and her not wanting to have sex with you?
I would agree with that. But at one time I did like a controlled environment test and I didn't rip any around her for a solid month and nothing changed.
No, it's too late. She knows what you're about. She knows what happens with your butt.
Okay, moving on.
See, in my house, we know who did it.
No, I love moving on, and then we continue. In your house, you know who did it?
Yeah, because I live with all boys, and well, even me, I go. Anyway, so we know. You can just like, Preston. Sorry, Preston. Woo! I go, Preston!
Okay, all right.
And then
right.
Sheldon goes, yep, yeah, that was a Preston. Like, you just know.
Oh, hell.
So I was watching Unconnected. What's it called?
Uncoupled.
Yeah, Uncoupled. Uncoupled on HBO. I mean, on Netflix. Mm-hmm. Love that show. I love it. It's you know, Darren Star's show. He originally did Sex in the City, so it's kind of a modern day gay Sex in the City kind of thing. So Neil Patrick Harris is his storyline. He's out there, you know, he was dumped by his boyfriend of 17 years. He's out there trying to find a date and find love. It's hard to do when you're not a kid anymore, right? And that's his character's thing. So he has this guy he's interested in, and the guy's great, and he's a quality guy, really great guy, and he's very, very sweet to his character and everything. And they're cooking dinner, out, and it's just a little bitty, like, just out of nowhere.
No.
And Neil Patrick Harris's character looks over and says, no.
Yeah.
No. Basically, no.
Too soon.
And that was it.
Yeah.
Too soon.
Yeah. No. Ended the entire relationship.
I mean, I guess if it's like an accident, that's one thing. But if you purposefully just don't care, I feel like it's a respect issue. The first time you meet somebody or if you have company over, what are you doing?
Right, but Lisa gets mad, but I don't understand. If she does it, it's an accident. If I do it, it's on purpose.
No, because you stand on a bar stool. You pull the chain down from the sky.
You want everyone to know.
It's the same outcome. The same thing happens.
No, accidents are different.
Okay. With that said, I think we need to be very sensitive to the fact that some people are totally disgusted by it.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. And I know we have a lot of fart humor on our show.
Mm-hmm. It's me.
So what?
It's me. I'm disgusted by it.
We'll move on.
Okay.
And let's not even use the F word.
Oh.
Let's use flatulence. The other
That's
F word.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Flatulence.
Okay.
All right. Flat like flatulent. It's all done. All right, are we done?
Yes.
Okay,
all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Miss part of today's show? Re-listen with Elvis Duran on demand. The entire show uploaded every day. Only on the iHeartRadio app.
Elvis Duran in the morning show.
If you're tired of waiting in line to the coffee shop for fancy coffee, then you need to check out Coffee Topper's Cold Foam, your shortcut to barista-quality beverages at home. No mess, no hassle. Just skip that line and flex your at-home barista skills. Whether you like a little foam or a lot, enhance your coffee or maybe it's tea or soda. So many drink options. They taste amazing with Coffee Topper's Cold Foam. Go to coffeetoppersfoam.com or find it at your closest retail location or have it delivered from Amazon straight to your house. That's Coffee Toppersfoam.com.
St. Bonaventure Mission works to provide Navajo families with many of the things people never think about. Whether it's fresh water, clothing, or many other necessities, St. Bonaventure Mission provides support to the Eastern Navajo Reservation. The mission is often the last and best hope in their struggle to survive among poverty and hardships. So please go to this website and make your donation to St. Bonaventure. It's stbonaventuremission.org. Your donation will go a long way in providing much needed everyday items people may take for granted. St. Bonaventure. AdventureMission.org.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high-five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.